In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles to John chapter 10. John Gospel chapter 10. Look at the 27th verse. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now he talks about in the 4th verse. Well, that's the 3rd verse. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice. You see that? And he called his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he had put it for his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. Why?
Because
they know his voice, right?
Yes, sir.
And a stranger, sickness and disease and satanic forces trying to take our bodies over, and a stranger would it not follow, but will flee from him. They know not the voice of strangers. You see what he's saying?
Yes, sir.
That we know his voice. Well, and tonight I want to deal with the voice of help coming to the body of Christ. Matter of fact, I want Montreal wife immediately to get ready as a book. So tomorrow y'all go ahead on and take authority over that legal wise. The voice of help cometh to the body of Christ. My sheep hear my voice. So that's a particular kind of hearing. It's not just natural, but spiritually, we're designed to hear things it's a combination of listening and the anointing. A combination of listening and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. To really hear God's voice, you're going to have that. You're going to have faith and the anointing to hear God's voice. Because this is a territory that is, I know in these 50 years we've been abused in the church. So sit down, I'm going to give you some things before I go to work. Turn to Psalm 139. Look at that verse one more time, verse 14. I want to give you a statement in that verse that you can meditate. And I want you to write down, develop your faith for divine health in your body. From Psalm 139, verse 14. Because God gave you a body that can produce health, but you got to develop your faith. Develop your faith for divine help. Notice I said divine help. We're not talking about it, we're talking about supernatural help. All right? Then on last setting, I showed you how to develop your faith. You want to look at that? It's Psalm 139, 14. You saw that? I pray thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous is thy work, and thy soul knows right well. That's it?
Uh-huh.
See them three words? Fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. He made your body capable of healing itself when it's attacked. But your body need a word called cooperation. And you can't cooperate in ignorance. If you're ignorant, you don't know what to do. We prayed already. We prayed and stayed. But the health is not flowing in the body of Christ as it should. But there's a remnant, you're all going to walk in it. I wouldn't let nobody else take that from me, boy. Now, here's how you develop health faith. It's very simple. Turn to Proverbs again, chapter 4, verse 20. Here's how you develop faith for health. It's very simple. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. These are just prelude of what I'm going to teach you tonight. I want you to get ready for it because I'm going to take you someplace. But here's how you develop faith. Now, you cannot tell me after tonight you don't know how to develop healthy faith. My son, attend to my words, incline their ear to my saying, keep on. For let them not depart from thy eyes. What did he say? All right, what the next voice say now? How much is it, Fred? That means your kidney, your lung, that means everything, right? And so you have to have faith for health. The body of Christ have not had faith for health because they heard the voice of healing, but they never heard the voice of health. And it's back to Ephesians 4:11 through 16, by not having all five of the ministry gifts in operation. All right? You remember the woman who had went to many doctors?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all don't know. Mark chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all, what woman? I don't know where she went. What her name? Mark chapter 5, verse 25. I'm going to make a statement. And this statement can uplift all of us tonight to show us an insight. She found her faith after all she had gone through, meaning it's not too late for you. I want you to hear that. Hear this now, because your faith need to hear this. Your faith need to hear God talking to you. What we're going to see is this woman had went to many doctors. Instead of growing better, she got worse. But she found something called faith. And she took that faith and talked to herself. And she acted on her faith. She talked it first. Then she walked it. Are you listening? Now watch. I'm going to get it to you again. I want you to get it down, Pat. She found her faith after all she had gone through, meaning it's not too late for you. Got it?
Yes,
you're packing faith, right?
Yes,
wave your hand at me if you're packing faith. All right, so it's not too late for you. All right, now notice what happened here. And a certain woman had an issue of blood. How long? 12 years, right? Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. And it suffered many things. Suffered many things.
Yes,
I mean, voice what, 26? Of many physicians,
yes,
plural, and spent all that she had,
yes,
and was nothing better, but grew worse.
Yes.
Now, what they told her, we can't do nothing else. And what happened, Christian lay down and died when they said that. That's what they told my daughter about her husband. He said in the other night. Every doctor had given up. They said nothing else they can do. Her and one of her sisters still praying. One of her sisters in the church still praying. He said the other night. Been years.
Yes, sir.
Had not she known what she knew,
right,
that man would be dead.
Yes, sir.
See? Now watch what happened. Let's see. Go to the 27th verse. When she heard of Jesus, you tell me none of y'all never heard of Jesus? Lord, none of us ever heard of you. Let us hear you tonight. When she heard of Jesus, now she remember she had went to all the doctors she can go to. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Come on, give me the 28th verse. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Yes, sir.
Well, no, but you've been to all the doctors. You see what happened?
Yes, sir.
She went to what? Another level.
That's right.
I'm asking you to go to another level.
Yes, sir.
With your faith. There's health faith. Don't accept it. Don't be agreeing with it. Tell your body you're coming out. In the name of Jesus. You're going to walk in health. I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. Now, notice this voice. One more voice I want you to see. The 34th voice. Mark 5:34. And Jesus said, God, I made you whole. That's the problem. You see, we want God to do everything. He said to her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. But I thought the doctor couldn't do nothing. But he's beyond the doctor. Come on, let me scream this. He's beyond the doctor. God know more than the doctors. Thank God for good doctors. But God, there's a time you got to let God handle that situation. The gospel has been preached and help was left out. Why? Because of deception. But it's time for discernment. Deception, discernment. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Just put Romans 1:16. I told you last week, salvation means help. Health is a major spiritual benefit that must be brought back to the people of God.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Health is a major spiritual benefit that must be brought back to the people of God. Psalm 103. Let's read these three verses just to remind ourselves that God left us with health benefits. No matter what sickness, disease, or satanic power brought, we still overpower them by faith.
Yes.
Psalm 103 now. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Psalm 103, verse 1. Oh, yeah, we're going now.
Yes, sir.
Whether they get it or not, I got Bessie up here. Bless the Lord, all my soul, all that within me, bless his holy name. Then you go next verse. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget what? And that benefit is plural, right?
Yes.
Hell is a divine benefit for the children of God.
Yes.
Jesus died that you might be healthy.
Yes.
But what happened? How can I say this? You've been improperly taught. You could, faith come by hearing. If you don't hear the word of God on health, you believe health off over here. I might get it, I might not get it. But when you know it's rightfully yours by covenant, by blood, then your faith got something to flow in. Your faith can flow in the blood of Jesus. Your faith can flow in the covenant. Your faith can flow in the promises of God. That you have a, no, I ain't talking about no inheritance. I ain't talking about no DNA. Your DNA changed when you became a Christian. You understand that statement? Because you don't talk about what Uncle Joe had, Aunt Susie had. I'm not talking about, Aunt Susie is not in your body. Jesus is in your body. Jesus said, Susie don't live here, I live here. Let me run my house like I want to run my house. You keep calling Susan up in here. Because she had it. So you believe you should have it. Man. Now these five benefits come in the next verse. I want y'all to study. Study them five benefits. I study them all the time. Who forgive all my iniquity? What did he say next? Some, no, some.
All.
No, but I got one in my body now. Why do you say heal them all? When I let him. You just ought to lay down sometimes and say, Lord, I'm going to let you heal everything in my body right now. Go to the next verse. Watch it. Watch it. Who redeemed our life from destruction.
Yes, sir.
Is sickness, disease, destruction.
Yes, sir.
What's lovely about sickness? Nothing. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? Keep going on. Keep going. And who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that you renew like the year. Go back to the third verse, I believe. Yeah. I want the second part of that voice. That's a misprint. He heals some of them disease. What did the scripture say? Oh, see, that's the type of stuff you got to get down in your faith. That if he see, if he heals all diseases, whatever I'm dealing with got to go. If I put my faith out, come on now, I want y'all listening now. I don't want y'all last year. Now. Who healed? How much disease?
All.
Who has the audacity to say that?
Nobody but God.
He's the only one can say that. He said, "Don't make it make no difference what you're dealing with. If you come to me with it, I'm gonna deal with it." How many believe he's powerful enough to do that?
Yes, sir.
I know it. All right, two more things I want to show you. The Holy Spirit is unfolding the mysteries of hell. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, when you're praying in the Spirit, that mystery of hell is being unfolded.
Yes, sir.
Then I didn't look up the scripture for this one here, but how can two walk together except they be agreed? You got to agree. Right now, you got to agree that I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
In the name of Jesus. Now, you must be trained how to attend to the word on health until health faith is produced. I'm going to give you that again because, see, come on. Y'all just listening to words. You must be trained how to attend to the word on health until health faith is produced. What kind of faith?
Health.
Now don't answer me. How much health faith you been carrying around? How much have you been talking about health faith? If I put health faith and health failure on a scale on your life, what is the heaviest? See, the Holy Spirit is trying to ask the question. See, because he's building. See, I may seem like I'm talking down, but I'm trying to get you up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, sometimes you got to shake a tree.
Yeah.
And I got to bring in the memory of what's going on. Why? I prayed, I quoted scripture. But I still am not free. See, health faith must overrule health failure.
Yes, sir.
Now, very few in the body of Christ has health faith. Isn't that something? Apostle, you're going to get in trouble. No, I'm not. I preach all over the world. Very few in the body of Christ has health faith because health faith is not just about praying. It's about, now don't get upset, it's about not being stupid. Now, if I'm stupid about something, until I get enlightenment, I'm going to stay stupid. But once I get some enlightenment, that I got something to do with my health also. Your attitude got something to do with your health. How you treat people.
Yes,
sir. See, not just food. You got to exercise. You got to eat right. But your attitude.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no gossip going to carry no help. faith can team up with health, wisdom, and anointing. Health, wisdom, and health, anointing. You heard that? Health, wisdom, and health, anointing, teaming up with health, faith. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. Health, faith can team up with health, wisdom, and anointing. And then you say, you must permit the word to operate on your total man. That's Romans 12, 1 through 3. All right. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Say hallelujah three times.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right, I want you to get this because I'm about to bring two powerful scriptures before you and expect the Holy Ghost to anoint you with them. Know this. There's an anointing that will shut sickness down. Know this. There is an anointing that will shut sickness down. Turn to Acts 10:38 and Luke 4:18. And just tell me what they can't shut down. Know this. Oh, my goodness. There's an anointing that will shut sickness down. You see, along with that, you're going to get the wisdom of how to take care of your body. You'll get the wisdom of I'm not going to let taste take the place of grace. You're saying grace over taste.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Grace over taste.
Because what you're putting there ain't doing nothing but killing you. See, that's when you lose the best part of the people, you know. Lord, bless this food in the name of the Lord Jesus, that it be nourishment to my body. Lord says, she. Sorry, I can't bless that. But ignorance, there's a commercial ignorance that the church have carried just like everybody else. A commercial ignorance. It's all about money. Make you sick, go to the doctor, sell you the medicine. Lifetime journey. All right, look what Acts 10:38 says. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What he did him? With the Holy Ghost and with power. So I announce Holy Ghost and power on your health tonight. Y'all got it online? Y'all getting it? Who went about doing good and healing a few of them that was oppressed of the devil, for God couldn't handle it all. Come on, I said opposite for to have an impact on you. Let's read the scripture right. Let's not read it and just get happy over it. Let's let it happen. See, he said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That means help came.
Yes.
The church has not been looking for help. The church has been looking for help. We got to change that. Do you understand? You got to build your faith. Are you hearing me? And then notice Luke 4:18. If Acts 10:38 didn't handle, watch what kind of anointing come out of Luke 4:18. Now, if this anointing here can't get it, we don't need it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, and recover the sight to the blind. I had it all. The anointing can handle it all. Say this, I'm wearing a health anointing right now.
Amen.
I'm operating in health, faith.
I'm operating in health, faith.
Health, wisdom.
Health, wisdom.
Health, mysteries.
Health, mystery.
Health, understanding.
Health, understanding.
I speak health.
To my life.
To my family.
To my now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And stop worrying about that little meal. Stop worrying about it. You get where you can get around it. But don't put your life in that cup, girl, or in that bowl. Here's another thing the Lord wants me to tell you tonight. The voice of help coming to the body of Christ. Have you got it? Word help coming to the body of Christ. Word help. This word help here. Watch now. Understanding this spiritual truth. There's no case, come on, what you hear, too hard for God. It's up to you to get in position to trust him. Listen to the whole thing now. There's no case too hard for God. It's up to you to get in a position to trust him. Now, I don't hold the body of Christ. Body of Christ, I'm not holding the body of Christ all over the world. I'm not holding you. I'm holding us. Now you say, Apostle, do you have any challenge? What? You think he's going to let me teach you this? Now, I'll give you one of my secrets I just found out the way he showed it to me. But I got angel bodyguards. That was Psalm 91 told me. I have angel bodyguards everywhere I go. Y'all better take them. I got that. You got it? Angels bodyguards. Psalm, reading Psalm 91. Darkness will fall on my side, 10,000 on my right hand, but it should not come near me. Angel bodyguards. Everywhere you go.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So understanding this spiritual truth, there's no case too hard for God. We got that? So that means you, whatever you're trying to complain about is not too hard for God. It's up to you to get in a position to trust him. Now that's what that woman did. She went to all the doctors, all the physicians. She spent all her money. She grew worse. Now they told her, there's nothing else we can do. They gave her all the medicine they could give her. They gave her all the instruction. And I've been by bedside. I've been by table with doctors. And they meant good, but they just couldn't do no more. I know when they call them to the table. I was there with a family. Call them to the table. I know what they're going to say. Then they go to start talking spiritual. Y'all believe in the Lord? Yeah, we believe in the Lord, but we believe in living too. But man can take you so far. Now, also in Matthew 8:8, Matthew, you won't speak the word only on your health. That man says, speak the word only. It happened, didn't it? My servant shall be healed. So you start speaking the word only. Stop. Advertising sickness to yourself.
Amen.
Don't talk about all your complaints. Oh, girl, I hurt my left arm. Shut up. My right arm feels so good. She just said, ooh, my right arm. Don't pay attention to that stupid arm. Y'all know how we talk, though. Y'all done got spiritual now, y'all. All right, turn with me to Psalm 105:37. I want to make a revelatory statement that God gave me for these verses. Now listen very carefully because I don't want you to get left out here. In a remnant, God is ready to show himself strong. You're not going to be, the majority, you're not going to, you understand me? You understand what you're going through here tonight? In a remnant, God is ready to show himself strong. Now look at that Psalm, 105:37. He brought them forth, also with silver and gold, and there was not one sick person among their tribe. And we're talking about 3 million, I believe. There was not one sick person. Here we got a church with 14 members, and all them sick. There was not one sick person among them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Huh? We know it's possible. I know it's been so long. I know it. I've been through it myself. Ignorant. No understanding of, I need to drink water. Look at y'all. Not no Coca-Cola water. Somebody quench my thirst. Yeah, but it's killing your inside. First thing you get in the morning, you should drink a glass of water. That's the first thing you should do. Don't go get no coffee and don't get no oatmeal. Drink a glass of water. So you can dilute your body and get ready. And then do some kind of exercise.
Yes, sir.
And don't do no exercise. So many people will tell you, but do this, do that. Just do enough. Don't overstrain yourself. If you know you can't walk that fast, let them go ahead and say, I see you. But just do some movement, you understand? The Holy Spirit is going to help you. But please don't do nothing. Let Jesus put his revelation in your heart. Or let Jesus put this revelation in your heart. In Matthew 4:4. What did he say, man? But every word that proceeded, that's a voice to you, the voice of health coming to you tonight. The voice of health coming to your house, coming to your body, coming to your family tonight. And you operate by faith. You can't operate by feeling. You can't operate by no bad report. You got to operate by faith. Put the faith on the report. Don't put the report on the faith. You listening?
Yes, sir.
May you receive your health rhema tonight. Rhema is a live word. It's a word, turn to John 6:63. It's a word that God has spoken to you. That's when you hear his voice. It's not just reading the Bible or sitting up here listening to me. If God don't speak to you, I'm anointed. So the word coming out anointed. So he's speaking it to you. The word he said is the spirit that quickeneth flesh, probably not the word that I speak unto the person sitting next to you. What did it turn out to be? What another word for that? Huh? Supernatural. What another word? Spirit and life. Alive. What another word? I'm looking for a special word here. Anointed. Spirit and life is anointed. That means when it's anointed, that means the yoke is destroyed.
Yes, sir.
Burden removed. Because I've spoken to you. Yes. It's nothing like getting a word from God yourself. Glory. I mean, God speak to you.
Yes.
And that's what's supposed to be happening while I'm up here preaching.
Yes.
It's supposed to be God talking to you.
Yes, sir.
You're just hearing me, I'm sham on you. But you ought to hear the voice of God. If a minister prepare himself, he ought to speak in the anointing.
Yes,
sir. The anointing is God's voice.
Yes.
It's none in his God word wrapped in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the anointing. The yoke of sickness and disease must be taken off the body of Christ. But I understand it's going to be taken off a remnant. Those who do what the Holy Ghost tell them to do. I think we prayed about Holy Ghost wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost help wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost help discernment. We need to have that too. Holy Ghost help understanding. We need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
To get us out of all these lies. So you must receive Your health rammer tonight. Go back to John 6:63. Your health rammer. The live word about your health. It is the spirit that quickens the flesh. Probably not the words that I speak unto you. They are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are health. But I got to speak it to you. Turn to Joshua 1:8. Meditate your health through scriptures. Meditate your health through scriptures. Let me ask you a question. Y'all remember how this pulpit used to look? This, you look, y'all saw the difference?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's your health. That's the way you're going to look. That's the way things are going to be changed. But I watched on TV, I said, something needs to be done to this thing. They ain't got enough help. Then I said, and I knew a young man who was my son's son, and I called him, and he knew what to do.
Yes, sir.
So the way the other pulpit looked, you remember it?
Yes.
And the way this one looked, that's what God doing to you. I know y'all can see it because the black one has spot on it. No?
Yes. Yes.
Don't it look good?
Yes.
Don't it make you feel good?
Yes.
That's what good health do for you.
Yes, sir.
You got the faith.
Yes.
You just got to know how to use it. Yes. All right. I'll go a few more. Meditate your health through scriptures. Joshua 1:8. Mm-hmm. And Psalm, I'm not going to go to it. Psalm 1:1-3. Meditate your health. Meditate your health. Say meditate your health.
Meditate.
I have to meditate my health.
I have to meditate.
You have to sit with scriptures that promise you health and sit there till they talk to you. Talk to the scripture. You talk so much that the scripture got the answer you. Talk to them. Talk to the scripture. See, I'm talking to you. Talk to me. Let's have a conversation about my health. Just this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night, that thou mayest observe, do all that written therein, then thou make thy way prosper and have good success. See, you got to do it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Isn't this an eye opener? You know, we've been sort of satisfied with a little relief.
Come on.
Huh? We're talking about renewal now. We're talking about returning to our full health. We're talking about yielding to the Holy Ghost. See, so the Bible says, so then faith come by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word of God.
If you hadn't heard it, what we're going to have? You had no faith for it. We constantly praying out to be healed. And don't know, Satan sat there and let you get healed. He's going to bring that same stuff back because you're doing the same thing. So you got to get some wisdom to walk in health. You got to have some knowledge. How much knowledge do you have about what you're eating? Besides the taste, some more salt, you know. How much knowledge? I mean, how much, beside the taste, how much you have checked on what you're eating? Most of us have not. We just lack it. And so what God has revealed, and oh my goodness. Man, the body of Christ, there's so many spiritual people in the body of Christ really love God, but this area here, and it's because of the fivefold ministry gift not doing that job, the minister, he big as the pulpit. Get your tail from that table and be an example for them people and stop eating all that food, boy. I saw a minister today, Cody couldn't button it. The little Cody said, help, help. And you can't have no help like that. I'm telling you right now, you can't have no help. I ain't calling no name. You calling no name. I ain't calling no name. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Turn to John 15. Watch what the Spirit of God says now. Now you are ready to be connected to the health vine. Hallelujah. Now you are being ready. Let's go to John 15, 1. Now you are ready to be connected to the health vine. The health vine produced the fruit of health. I'm the vine, and my Father is the husband one. Come on. When he told me that, I was studying, he told me that, verse 2. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Come on. Third verse. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken to you, clean of sickness and disease. Come on. Go to the next verse. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. Keep going. I'm going to verse 7. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. That's where we've been. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. But it did, verse 7. If you abide in me and my word, what shall he do? And I tell you, one translation make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. But it's an abiding factor, you see. And so your flesh have been having control of your health. But you didn't know no better. You didn't know no better. I mean, you know, soul food. Soul food, they call it. Look how quiet y'all got now. No, you got body food too. And a lot of soul food is not good for body food. Y'all want to know the truth, right?
Yes, sir.
See, I want you to preach the word. I'm preaching the word. This is the word. Too many of us dying too early. Too many of us not living a long, satisfied life. We're just living. Everybody in here can change.
Yes, sir.
Nothing impossible. You ready to be connected to the health vine? Training yourself to always hear the voice of health. We went to John 10, 3, 5. Did we go to the 16th verse? John 10, 16. John 10, 16. Give me that. I'm about to close. John 10, 16. The other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And they shall hear my voice. And they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. The 27th verse now. John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The voice is screaming help tonight. No impossibility. Your case is not too hard, but you need faith. I think it was Fred Price taught faith, foolishness, and presumption. You can have faith, but you can't be foolish. Don't say what apostle wants you to do, what Jesus wants you to do. Now, if you don't get it this time, we'll go to 10 more minutes. When I heard this, hearing the voice of the blood of Jesus on your health. The voice is the blood of Jesus speaking your health. Look in Revelation 5:12. Hearing the voice of the blood of Jesus on your health. Y'all hear me online? Wave your hand at me, hear me. Hearing the voice, the blood is speaking on your health. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive. Now, your health comes. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing is upon your health. Then when you look in Revelation 12:10, the enemy already been defeated over your sickness and disease. It has made us, unto us, our God, kings and priests. And we should reign on the earth. Go to the next verse. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 and 10,000 and thousand of thousand. Go to the 12th verse. What is it? Huh? 12:10. What I said, 12:10. What 12:10 said? The whole thing went out. The thing don't want to, you don't want it, but you. I got better here. That's why I say I don't trust this doggone computer stuff. They get to hear, and they listening to you, know what I'm saying? He telling them too much. I'm going to shut this thing off. Man, you know how much income we're going to lose if them people believe this? Billions of dollars. The body of Christ catch a hold of this? Trillions of dollars.
That's right.
Unnecessary money being spent. You could have been going to Hawaii somewhere, with vacation somewhere, enjoying yourself. I got to get this voice, 12:10. I heard a loud voice saying, heaven now has come salvation and strength, kingdom of God and the power of Christ for the children of brothers cast down. Yeah, 12:10. And they overcame him by the blood of 11, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. See, not just the blood, but you got to have a testimony. And love not their lives unto death. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, let me close. I'm going to close with some of y'all wasn't here for prayer. Help hearing.
Yes, sir.
We prayed that before you got here. Romans 10:17. Help hearing. Help wisdom. James 1:5. Help wisdom. Help mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14:2. You pray in tongue about your help. I say, pray in tongue about your health.
Yes,
pray in the spirit about your health. Yes, health keys. Matthew 16:18. I want you to pray this. Health prayer points. Health anointing. 1 John 2:27. That's all. That's all you're getting. Yeah. You ought to be. You got enough now. You're going to take your year or so to get over one of them points. All right. This book. Put it up there, son. You got the book? You need to read this book. Live in Hell by Harvey and Marilyn Diamond. Anybody got this book? And you read it. You're going to take all the ignorance out. He's supposed to put it, they ain't got it up there, living hell up there. Now, Lauren, I want you to order a bunch of them. Have it at the bookstore. You get a chance to get it. But you can get it offline too, but I'm going to get them and put them in here. I'm in the process of, he not let me read other books, so he let me read the health book. Keep reading his health book. And I find out so many things. And it's so important that you have it. Cod dog lady, I got a letter on my desk. It's written in her handwriting. I'm not going to call her name. I don't want to get people in trouble. Online, y'all sending them testimonies. I got a good many on my desk now. There's one I had I wanted to read to you, to show you. I got it, Junior. Go get him. Tell him I got it. I didn't know that. I'm just going to read some of it. Dear Apostle Thompson, thank you so much for your obedience to the assignment concerning health that God has given you. I cannot express how much of a blessing these messages have been in my life. In 2018, I was diagnosed with a negative report. At that time, I did not have the revelation of health dominion. I allowed some things to take place without questioning what I was told. I did not do my diligent and did not do any research. I thought that just changing what I ate would be enough. But what I needed to do was to find out what the food I was eating was doing to my body. Because I did not use the wisdom that God had made available to us about food, my situation did not change. It was not because I did not pray. It was not because I did not speak God's word. I needed to line up my natural life with my spiritual life. You got James 2 and 20, the Good News Bible. Thank you for teaching us to take dominion over our bodies and over our health. In 2022, I was attacked again with a negative diagnosis. But this time, I was equipped to fight. I did not allow what the doctor said to overrule what God was leading me to do. I had to tailor my diet based on how certain food affected my hormone. I had to stop eating some food that I thought was healthy, because they elevated the wrong type of hormone in my body. Doing research for your own personal health is a necessity, because no one has your body exact makeup. Thank you for teaching us to stand up for ourselves. Had I done what some of the medical professionals suggested, I do not know if I would still be here. Praise the Lord, I'm here. And I'm healthy, and I'm fulfilling my assignment. Please continue to teach us and lead us by your example in this area of health. You are impacting many people's lives. That's a good letter. She said, every time my husband and I go to the VAE, I preach about health. For the past 5 years, that has been the message I have shared. For those who listen and took the word preached to their heart, they were covered during the pandemic. When I first shared this message with them and talk about them changing their diet, they balk at the message. Woo! Don't feel bad, sister. I had good members barking at me. I could hear them at the house. I just got to have this. Now, 5 years later, the majority of both congregations have changed and are living in health. We're praying for you and Mom Thompson, your whole family and ministry daily. God continue to bless and strengthen you for the work ahead. Amen. Come on, Leroy. Let me read this so y'all listening. Let me read a little short statement to you in this book. It's called Introducing the Elements of Hell. That it isn't a sad commentary on the status of our species for such a low state of health to be tolerated and declared normal is an insult to our intelligence. God health, good health, is our birthright. If we do not possess it, it is not the fault of our bodies or the laws govern them. The true cause of impaired health lies in our failure to comply with the laws and requirements of life. All health problems arise from the abuse of natural laws, not from the correct use of them. You need to read some stuff like that so you understand why I did all this praying. I've been serving God for 42 years. Somewhere in your life, you have accepted the fact that you're supposed to have something.
Mm.
I know that's what I thought. I'm just, you know, I prayed, you know, but having a little something ain't bad. But I was doing something to make it happen. I know we like to point our finger at Satan. Well, he'll get in there with you, but he know he can't do it by himself. He got to have your cooperation.